Garfield cracks me up.
You're reading the funnies?
Yeah, look. You see, Garfield hates to get up in the morning, so he gets in his little bed with his toys. And he pulls the covers off.
You have the financial section?
Dad, great news. Cody will be here tomorrow.
All right.
What's a Cody?
He's my nephew. He can help me tear down the Turner place. You give that boy a hammer, he can destroy anything.
Ooh, what a gift.
And guess what? He's staying the whole weekend.
Oh, that's great.
JT's cousin? In our house? Has he had all his shots?
He's not staying in our house. He's too cool. He lives in his van.
Give me the comics.
Wait till you see Garfield. Look, toys.
Me heart on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Me talk to people. All around me feeling hot, hot, hot. But what to do? And I'd like this. I can't resist. With me, the party's
we're having tacos for dinner.
Right. Okay, Mr. Baseball. Double or nothing. Who hit the home run to win the 1960 World Series?
Bill Mazeroski. Game 7, final score 10-9, Pirates. He's amazing! Is he right?
I'm telling you, there's nothing I don't know about baseball. In 1913, what pitcher
zipped
Zabel?
Goodbye.
What do you expect? He's got no life.
Oh, honey, I got great news. My nephew Cody's coming this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Well, that makes two great things that are happening this weekend. Do you know what the other one is?
Oh, you bet. Big grout sale at the Tile King.
Frank, this Saturday is our one-month wedding anniversary. Remember Jamaica?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
You did not.
Hey, what do you do for a one-month anniversary? I mean, do we give each other gifts or what?
No, that's really not necessary. I mean, we're each other's best present.
Yeah, that's right. Can I unwrap mine now?
Carol? What is the matter with you? I'm right in the middle of trying to make Helen Puckett a blonde.
She's waited 75 years to become a blonde. She can wait 5 more minutes. I just want to show you what I got Frank for our anniversary.
It's gorgeous. I thought you two weren't going to exchange gifts.
Oh, we just said that. Everybody gives anniversary gifts. Oh, I wonder what he got for me.
Carol?
Oh, here he is. Oh, hide the box.
Hide the box.
Hide it. Over here. What do you do? Oh, take it over there.
Honey?
Hi, Frank. Oh.
Penny? Carol, I have to run downtown for a minute.
Oh, really? What for?
To pick up a new power saw.
A power saw? Well, just make sure you get a nice one. You know what they say, a power saw is forever.
Bye.
Bye.
Power saw.
He's so obvious. Let's hide that package. Ooh. That's such a close call. I know. You want to see it? Hello.
Fruit. Nah, blows me away.
Who are you?
I'm Cody.
I'm Frank's nephew. I live in the van in the driveway.
Oh, right. I'm Carol, Frank's wife. She lives in the house by the driveway. Oh, this is my sister, Penny.
Sisters? Whoa. Foxes must run in the family. Frank told me to make myself at home, so I want to run a little power out to my van. Is there an outlet I could use, Ron? Whoa, cool. There's one. Your circuits must be fried.
Fried? Oh my gosh, I left Helen Puckett under the dryer. Her head must be a raisin by now.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Cody.
Ditto. Cody!
JT!
My man, my pal, my cousin. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Code Man, oh, you are so cool. You're the coolest guy on the planet.
I know.
So how's the babe quotient on the road?
Pretty intense. There are chicks so luminous it'd make your ears bleed.
Oh, man, you really know how to paint a picture.
There ain't a chick yet that's been able to resist my personal magnetism.
Hey, wait a minute. I know a girl who would never go out with you. My stepsister.
She breathing?
I got $20 that she won't go out with you.
You're on.
All right, man. Better hope you have the cash.
I got Lucille the Chickmobile, brother.
Excuse me. Is this the cousin who lives in his car?
Van.
Hi, Van.
Yeah. His name is Cody. Cody, this is my stepsister, Karen.
Hey. You're a model, right?
No. I just look like one.
Not her.
JT, you accidentally left your jacket in the hallway, so I burned it.
Her.
Her? Good. I like them when they're rude. Glass. You can see through it. I mean, how do they do that?
Okay, here comes Frosty the stepsister.
Okay, watch this and marvel. Hello, sweet face.
Goodbye, dog brains.
Did you ever model?
Be still, my lunch.
Hey, yo, Dana, what do you think? You want to do something tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to do something, but it's a felony.
No, I mean, go out. You know, like on a date.
Out? On a date? With you?
So what night would be good for you?
Cody, she really shot you down. You owe me $20.
No, no. I got her right where I want her. Hey, and remember, she who laughs in my face ends up in my embrace, huh?
You are totally amazing.
I know.
Happy anniversary. Surprise.
What's this?
Open it.
Oh, Carol. It's beautiful, honey, but you shouldn't have.
Well.
No, really, you shouldn't have. I didn't get you anything.
What about that?
My saw?
Oh, come on, Frank. I know it's not a saw.
Carol, it's a saw.
It's not a saw. It's a saw.
Of course it's a saw.
Why'd you get me a saw?
I didn't get you a saw. I got me a saw.
You didn't get me anything?
You told me you didn't want anything.
I did not say I did not want anything. I said it wasn't necessary. You're supposed to know the difference.
Oh. I'm supposed to read your mind. Well, who do you think I am, Karnak?
Well, I wish Karnak would have gotten me a present.
Well, he's retiring next year. Maybe you can marry him.
Oh. Well, happy anniversary, Mr. Sensitivity.
Well, same to you, Mrs. Sippy.
Yo, Dana, I wrote you a tune.
I don't want to hear it.
Two, three. Well, that's all I got so far.
Kenji!
Hey, you know what your problem is, Dana? You put me up on this pedestal. You think I'm beyond your reach. But you're wrong. I'm just like this regular, incredible guy. I know you want me, so make your move.
Lay it out for you. If I had a choice between dating you and putting out oil well fires with my tongue, I'd be on the next plane to Kuwait.
So you want to ride to the airport?
You mean he didn't give you anything for your 1 month anniversary? Doesn't he realize the importance of occasions like this?
It'd be like Mom forgetting my birthday.
When is your birthday?
May 11th.
No, I don't think so.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Penny. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, come on, Carol, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the fight, the anniversary, about everything. Here. Friends?
Oh, that's sweet, Frank. Thanks.
I said I was sorry.
And I accept your apology. I mean, it's not your fault that you're not as romantic as I am. I just have to accept the fact that you are who you are, a practical, down-to-earth kind of guy. Excuse me, customer.
Hey, what do you think? That rose didn't do it, did it?
Oh, good call, Frank. You're in trouble up to your tool belt.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Well, I was in the same situation once with Harvey Keller. You've got to do something special. You've got to do something that says you drive me crazy. You are the sexiest person in the world. I want you. I want you bad. I want you so bad I can't stand it. Please don't leave me. But did Harvey care? No! He ran off with that waitress from Kenosha. Just go on.
Penny, what about me?
I've got my own problems. Harvey's still in Kenosha and my own mother doesn't know my birthday.
Believe what a scuzz that Cody is. If we didn't keep the bathroom door closed, he'd drink out of the toilet.
I think Cody's sort of cute.
Well, you go out with him. Maybe then he'll stop hounding me.
Oh, he's just doing it for the money.
Money? What money?
You didn't know?
JT bet Cody $20 you wouldn't go on a date with him.
My weasel stepbrother is trying to make money off of my personal life?
You make it sound like a bad thing. Ow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just a little farther.
Frank, I am not in the mood for this.
Just be patient, okay? I just want to show you something. Come on. Right in here. Right here. Okay, now just stand right here. Okay? Happy anniversary.
Oh, Frank. Oh, it's just like Jamaica.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. It is just so romantic. Who did it?
I did.
For me?
And watch. Oh, waiter.
Oh, look at JT. He looks just like a little island boy.
Can I seat you two now, man?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Island boy. Bring two Jamaican farewells.
And something for the lady.
Real cute. Scram.
Oh, Frank. This is it's unbelievable.
Does this mean you like it?
Oh, I love it. Did you do this because you thought I was hurt?
Absolutely. You think it's easy finding palm trees in Milwaukee?
But I told you it wasn't your fault.
But you also told me you didn't want a present.
Yeah, but that's because I wanted you to think of it yourself without me having to tell you. I mean, to me, that's romantic. Mm.
To me, that's confusing.
Well, I'll try to be clearer from now on.
And from now on, I'll try to be more romantic. Romantic, clear.
Hey, look! It's Bob the Jungle Boy.
How would you like a coconut up your nose?
Not so fast, JT. I want to tell you about the date I just had.
Why would I care?
Because it was with him.
Hey, it's Bomba the Jungle Boy.
You two went out on a date?
Yep. We went to a concert. We saw the Brain Dead Idiots. And I sat next to one. But it was worth it just to see you lose $20. Go on, pay him the money, JT.
I guess you earned it if you spent more than 10 minutes with Vampira.
JT, man, I can't take your money, bro.
What?
What?
I should be paying you. Tonight was cosmic. I'm totally in love. Hey, wait a minute. Dana, that lyric just came to me. Dana, Dana. You're driving me insane. Whoa, I gotta write that down.
Excuse me, I feel an embolism coming on.
Oh, Dana, wait, there's more. Listen. Dana.
Whoa, lock the door.